Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Wednesday evening, September 28, 2011. It is now 7:01 p.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good evening, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. You may also still access this program through Blog Talk Radio number 646-652-4620. I encourage you to send your emails to comments@libertytalkradio.com. Folks, we'd love to hear from you. We not only want to hear your praise, which we love, we'd like to get your questions, and especially your criticisms and disagreements. This is where we can get our minds to meet once and for all and maybe both learn something and be better for it. No one is turned away, folks. Also, get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, sutton-associates.net. That's sutton-associates.net. And sign up. He has a newsletter and podcast that are excellent. Keep you abreast of what is going on. Really what is going on. It's not what you hear on television. It is what really is going on. He's very good. We have Andy on our show the third Wednesday of each month. And we have for now almost a year. And he does an excellent job. And we certainly appreciate his time. Liberty Talk Radio also broadcasts are archived and available from our website, but can also be accessed via iTunes and Twitter under Liberty Joe for your listening convenience. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Well, good evening, everyone. This evening, we are pleased to have Zach Carter with us. He's a musician, and he sort of put together a tour, a freedom tour, promoting Ron Paul with the objective of getting young people involved. And I think he's on the line now. Let's get him on here, and he'll tell us more about it.
You hear me, Joe?
Zach, is that you?
This is me. How's it going?
Fine. And you're coming through loud and clear. That's terrific. Sometimes people have certain cell phones that don't act very well with the studio equipment, but you're coming through loud and clear. Zach, thank you so much for being on our program. We certainly appreciate it. And I personally have a interest in what you are doing, although I would like for you to explain to our audience in a second exactly what you're doing and whatever, because I too, like Ron Paul, feels that if we are going to reach anyone and we're going to reach the minds and the hearts of the population, it has to be through the young people, the old fogarty neocon Republicans. They're toast. They're not going anywhere. So
I couldn't agree with you more, Joe.
Yeah. Now
I could not agree with you more.
Yeah. I used to speak professionally on management, and I've spoken to so many groups over the years. In fact, I haven't done it in 20 years, and I broke out of my mold for the first time actually last week, and I think I may start doing that again. And you realize that people's belief systems really are holding them back. But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about you and your mission and what exactly you're doing. First, Zach, for the benefit of our audience, just tell us, you know, who are you and what are you doing here?
Yeah. I came to the libertarian movement not that long ago. It was 2007, and it was a three-step process for me. I was in the Army. I spent 7 years in the infantry. And the first time I came back, it was coming back from Iraq in my dress, Class A uniforms, and getting on an airplane and being treated like a criminal, you know, complete violation of my Fourth Amendment rights. That was my first wake up to, you know, okay, what's going on here? I'm told I'm over there fighting for my freedom, and I come home and you know, treated like this at the airport.
Zach, when you say you were treated like a criminal, would you be a little bit more descriptive? What do you mean by that?
Oh, I was, you know, made to remove my uniform jacket. I was patted down, had to take my shoes off. You know, the whole works. And it offended me deeply. You know, that hadn't been the case. I hadn't flown commercially since 9/11. That was the first time I'd flown commercially. I had no idea what the TSA was doing. So that was my first wake-up call.
Right.
And my second one, I was out of active duty and in the reserves, and I looked into doing something a little different. I was in a drill sergeant unit in the reserves, and so I looked into getting attached to a National Guard unit on the border. And when I learned that, you know, we had to do paperwork to transfer, so when I learned that they didn't have the authority to apprehend people who were crossing illegally, and they didn't have ammunition to defend themselves, that really made me wonder, because when I was active duty, I was deployed to Kosovo for a tour, and we had that authority. So, okay, I can do that job in a foreign country, and the American military can't do it here.
Interesting.
Since then, I've, you know, kind of, you know, there's comparisons between, you know, creating a police state on our borders and you know, Berlin Wall kind of stuff. So, you know, my position on that has changed since I've come to the Liberty Movement. But those were the two big events that led to me being open to Ron Paul's message. And that was the third step, was my wife showing me a Ron Paul video. And I had all those thoughts that I'd been thinking in the back of my head that I didn't want to pay attention to, like, you know, why were we over there? Why were my buddies dying in Iraq? Why were the defense companies, contractor companies making so much money? All those questions, I couldn't ignore them anymore. Hearing Ron Paul's words, the way he put it so clearly, I couldn't ignore it anymore. And it was maybe a week, and I had pinned a letter that putting on paper everything that I disagreed with about our foreign policy. And I posted it up on a website I found called The Daily Paul. I'm a regular there now. I have been since. And I didn't get any response, really, from this letter. So I was like, okay, I guess I better make a video. I got in my uniform, and I gave I wasn't used to public speaking at the time. And so it was a pretty wooden performance, but 80,000 people watched it before they pulled it.
Wow.
I got a call. So I put it up on a Friday. All those people watched it over the weekend. And on Monday morning, I got a call from my company commander letting me know that he was starting the paperwork process and recommending a court-martial. And I got a call from the Pentagon later in the day. I don't think it was even noon yet, though, from the Pentagon. And sergeants don't usually get phone calls from the Pentagon. And they were letting me know that I was under investigation for not just violating the Uniform Code of Military Justice, but also, it's been a few years, but I think it was called the Jones Act, is what I was told I had violated by endorsing the political candidates at the end of, you know, going off on the foreign policy. I endorsed Ron Paul then in 2007. And so that's how I came to the Liberty Movement. And people made copies of that video, fortunately. And if you go on YouTube and you put in the keywords soldiers, revolution, Ron Paul, it'll be right at the top. And some of those copies have had, you know, 20,000 people watch them over the last few years. So they're still being spread around. But it opened the door. You know, people remembered it, and so I've been fortunate to work with guys like John Dennis out in California, Mitch Covington down in Florida, on their campaigns. Mark Mulligan, I worked on his congressional campaign, and I have a nice circle of friends who have allowed me to make this next project that I'm working on now a success. Because without all of that, without all that I've done over the past few years, I wouldn't be able to pull something off like a nationwide concert tour if I didn't have these networks to ask for help from. It would have just still be an idea. And so the idea on this concert tour is, how do we reach out most effectively, not just to young people, which is, I agree with you, just so important, but how do we get the local media that's completely ignoring Ron Paul? Because the national media is ignoring him as much as they can, but local media, he doesn't exist at all. And so I decided we needed to do something a little different. And back before I joined the Army, I did something a little different in the summer of 99. I ran across America. It was completely frivolous. But I got quite a bit of media attention. And so when I started working on campaigns, I look back at that and go, okay, what can we do to reach out to audiences that aren't going to normally listen to something political? Oh, you got to do something a little different. So I've said, hey, concert tour.
Well, let me back up for a second.
Tour for Ron Paul.
Zach, let me back up a little bit. After the Pentagon contacted you, were you court-martialed?
Yeah. I never was. It never went to a court-martial. The investigation was dropped on me and several others. I know there was a sheriff that was under investigation. There were a few other soldiers. But they dropped everything, and I was just let go on an other-than-honorable discharge, which after 6 months I was told reverted back to just a regular general discharge. But I already had an honorable discharge from active duty, so I've actually been able to keep my benefits. I had been planning on going back to college, but we got a man to get in the White House, and that's much more important to me right now, to help Ron Paul in any way I can. And I see this as one of the keys that will help him get there. I don't think it's any more important than what Revolution PAC is doing or what all the other projects they have, because I'm one of their projects now. But their TV ads are important, and what RP2012.org is doing is important, and they're doing phone banking. It's grassroots phone banking, and all these pieces coming together, from kids waving signs on overpasses to everything. It needs to be full press, I need to get the word out there, and I'm trying.
I applaud you. Just let's stop just for 1 second, just for station identification, please.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good evening, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano. I'm your host with Liberty Talk Radio. This evening we have Zach Carter with us. He's hosting the Rock the Revolution Tour. Musician trying to entice people to get more politically active and interested in the Ron Paul campaign. He has a very interesting story. Please, let me hear your questions and your comments. Toll-free, 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. You can also call in on the Blog Talk Radio number, 646-652-4620. Your comments are always welcome anytime to comments at libertytalkradio.com. Zach, when you were serving, what was the attitude of the military personnel that you knew there? Were they all gung-ho and ready to, you know, let's, you know, fight for freedom and all this other stuff, or what?
Well, those first 3 weeks of, you know, shock and awe, sad to say, you know, even myself, you know, I was, you know, excited about it. I, you know, you're in a bubble when you're in the Army.
Right.
And, you know, I joined, you know, I joined in January of 2001, and, you know, Bush had been talking about a more humble foreign policy and getting out of Kosovo, and I didn't think I'd find myself there. I didn't think we'd be going to war with anybody. But yeah, I got sucked right into, you know, let's go kick some butt and take some names. And so those first 3 weeks, yes, definitely, I got sucked right into that right along with everybody else. But it didn't last all that long after. My battalion was the first to the airport in Baghdad, and we were told that as soon as we secured the airport, they'd fly a plane in for us and take us home back to Fort Stewart, Georgia. The plane never came, and a few days later, we were told we had to go into Baghdad and suppress the looting, and it was ridiculous. They were not only are they, you know, cleaned everything off the shelves, they were in the basements of buildings disassembling generators and taking them out piece by piece. It was an impossible job.
Right.
And we pretty much joined the looters.
Oh.
And then we were sent back to the airport to wait for our plane again. And a few more days went by, and, you know, they had told our families both of these times that, yeah, they're coming home pretty soon. So they had parades planned and everything. And then the plane didn't come again, and we were told we had to go back into Baghdad and suppress the insurgency, and that was months and months. We were there for 9 months total, and we thought that was a really long time, you know, because we thought we were only going to, you know, originally it would have been about a little 3 weeks and a few days. And so, you know, we were a pretty upset bunch by this point, thinking we were supposed to be home and our wives and families back home, you know, were really disillusioned. And then we started losing guys again, and, you know, we didn't think we should be there anymore. We felt that we had won the war and we should have been sent home. And you know, why are we engaged in this madness, really? I wasn't alone in that. Most of my friends today who I'm still in contact with, some of them are still in the Army because things can get hard out here in the real world, and some of them got out and gone back in. But every one of them, to a man, supports Ron Paul and his common sense foreign policy.
Right.
So, you know, when you see that those headlines that I've seen a few of them and I saw one in a military paper, you know, Ron Paul's, you know, leading the donations from military hands down more than all the others combined. So, you know, he has real deep support in the military and in the veteran community. And with this tour, I hope to help showcase that.
That's great.
By putting guys like me on stage and in front of hopefully thousands of people. I've got a team of regional coordinators that I couldn't be doing this without. They're all entertainment industry insiders. Some of them are saying, you know, expect 10 to 15,000 people at these some of these events without too much work, because we're, you know, it's free for the public to go to, and as long as people know where they can get their free stuff, it's an easy sell. So, free music for freedom, and you can go to the website rocktherevolutiontour.com. And I've also just yesterday, actually, got a phone call from a gentleman known as KRS-1, also known as the Teacher, and he was the driving force behind Boogie Down Productions a few years back. And he's very he's sold millions of albums over the course of his career, so that's a real help to us. He's told us he wants to do everything he can to help us make this his biggest success, as he can. And having somebody like that, you know, somebody who's won awards from BET and as known as he is in the hip-hop community, to, you know, be willing to come out and vocally support Ron Paul in front of cameras coast to coast. He's going to miss a few days and a few show dates in November, but he's going to come back to the tour. He's going to do as much of it as he can, and I'm really excited just about that. We also have Per Capita and Killjoy, some California bands that are going to be doing quite a bit of it. There's an entire list, bands from the industry, the Voice of Independence, and such a wide range of music, musical styles, from folk to punk rock to classic rock and soul and everything in between, to really showcase liberty and freedom, the libertarian principles, bring us all together. And so I'm excited that we can showcase that, hopefully to hundreds of thousands and hopefully to millions of people that hadn't been hearing the message. So I'm also lining up interviews on, hip hop music stations to do before the events in the cities we'll be in, and so rock stations and country stations. We're doing a full press media deal to get the word out there on the free shows for freedom and support of Ron Paul. And I think we could really shake up the political establishment with this.
I applaud
especially
you.
More.
Yeah, I applaud you. I mean, if I had an option, I've done plenty of speaking in public. That's sort of my thing. And I always have a very serious message, but it's couched in a tremendous amount of humor. It's humorously done, but very serious. And I'll tell you, the worst audience in the world, absolutely the worst audience, you get these old codgers in the audience. I mean, no matter what you do, all they do is want to walk out on you. If you're not saying exactly what they want to hear, they don't want to discuss, they want to do nothing. I love being invited to schools. I mean, if they had, in fact, tonight, I am dead tired tonight. In fact, I was hoping maybe, somehow, we can't do this tonight. I was not that tired, but I did want to do it, but I was just overly tired. I was at 5 o'clock this morning and going all day. But if they call after this program, if one of the colleges around this area, Tulsa University, OSU, whatever, call me and say, hey, we need you to speak to a bunch of students, I would run there right now and do it. I love speaking to students, because they listen and then they discuss and they'll argue, and I just love it. I just absolutely love it. They actually give you something to work with. It's really fantastic. Now, this speaks volumes when you say that the armed forces are Ron Paul supporters. Of course, you don't hear that from anyone other than from people in the armed forces who are not supposed to be saying that.
That's true. And that's, part of what I'm excited about with this is being able to showcase, I'm going to be up there on stage between a set every show, letting people know that I'm a veteran and that I support Ron Paul because of his foreign policy, not because, I support 95% of everything else and, I'll kind of go along with it. That's exactly because of his foreign policy is why so many veterans are coming out and supporting him, not just in talking to each other, but in with their dollars and with coming forward to me. I won't be the only veteran. We'll have other veteran speakers, at every show we'll put a big emphasis on getting vets there. And a friend of mine, Rick Johnson, he's going to do as much of this as he can. He's dying from depleted uranium related cancer, and so I really want to also share his story of how it's being ignored by the VA and told that his civilian doctor isn't right about what he has, And it's not just him. There's a lot of, this is, you know, my generation's Agent Orange, this right. depleted uranium stuff.
Right.
And that story is not being told.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so. I hear this all the time. Hold on a second. We do have someone who's like to ask a question, a caller on the air. Hold on,
yeah.
please. Caller, you're on the air. Area code.
Hi, hello.
Hello, caller, you're on the air.
My name is Pat, and I'm from Okmulgee. It's a little town near Tulsa. But anyway, I listened to NPR today, and I was astounded to hear that the military does support Ron Paul. In fact, an individual called in and asked why the media never mentions his name, even though he has won or nearly won, came in second in several of the straw polls. And I was wondering how the military views this, if indeed there really is support in the military for Dr. Paul. And I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks.
Thank you very much for calling, Pat. Good question.
It's frustration. It's definitely frustrating for my friends who are still in. They don't understand, just like I don't understand, why he's being ignored. But when you look at, when you start following the dollars and who owns these mainstream media companies, it starts to make sense. But it's frustrating to us, you know, both myself as a veteran and my friends who are still in. You know, even it's even being picked up now in the military media. There was an article in the Fort Lewis, Washington base up where I'm close to now, had the front page said "You want him," and had a picture of Ron Paul on the front of it. And so, you know, the military media, you know, while they can't publicly support him while they're wearing their uniform, they're doing everything they can to get the word out there that you know, the military supports this foreign policy of non-interventionism, bring us home, and bring our brothers and sisters home, and let's get back to protecting America, protecting American interests, not globalist interests, and not. It's madness what we're doing, and people in the military also know that our biggest national security threat right now isn't from terrorists or Iran or China. It's our debt.
Right, you got it.
And if this is a fear that not only I share, but guys that I've talked to. If we continue on this path of ignoring our national debt to the point where we get in such a problem that we have an absolute collapse, what happens then to guys who are stationed in foreign countries when we've had an economic collapse and we can no longer afford to even, you know, ship them the supplies they need, or you know, what happens if we can't afford to bring them home?
Well, they do. They do what the Russians did, the
exactly.
Soviet Union. What they did is they sold their weapons, they sold their uniforms, they sold everything they
exactly.
had on them to buy food and to get transportation
yeah.
back to their hometown. And you know,
it was
it's
much
not
easier
a,
for them. They weren't.
That's
yeah.
right. And this is, we're not making a quantum leap here. Because right now
no.
we can't afford anything we have now, and this can easily happen if anyone, any one nation, other than a rogue, what we call a rogue nation, you know, loses faith in our currency, the ball game is over. I mean, lights go out. It's,
exactly.
It's over, you know, right.
And
now,
so that's an argument that I fall back. I find myself falling back on that argument when I argue with these neocons. And as a veteran. They do, you know, listen to me a little more than, you know, somebody who hadn't served. And so I never give up on people who you know, don't describe to a non-interventionist foreign policy. I always, you know, there's always a glimmer of hope know, I was once, you know, completely sold on his hook, line, and sinker. So if I can see the light, anybody can see the light.
Right.
And you know, never give up. I hope to bring this message to a huge audience. And I think we can do that.
Right. I think it's
especially
incredibly
with all the help we're getting.
You are an incredibly important spokesman. Because I'm 68 and a half years old, you know, but it's too late for me to do this. They say, oh, there's an old guy there. What does he know? But you have just been in it. You're involved. You've just been involved in this. And people have to listen to you because the message that we are giving the population in the United States today is that the soldiers are there. They voluntarily go there. They volunteer for second, third, fourth duties. You know, they just can't wait to get back to protect our freedom. The impression is that the soldiers are 100%, you know, for the foreign policy of the United States, and there's no dissent whatsoever. But if you do dissent, you should get court-martialed, you know, or shot or something like that, and you're anti-American. But what you're saying is, what I just said is really not true, is it?
No, it's not true at all. It's just that problem of, you know, guys do know that they want to keep their jobs, and so it is hard for them to get this message out. And so yeah, I do think what I'm doing is extremely important in that aspect. And I'll take it, you know, as far as I can go with it.
Right. Now, let me ask you that.
And like you said, you know, anti-American and all that, when I remember a few years ago, it was brought to my attention that there was, you know, hate Zach Carter videos being made. And I think there was even a website for a while that was up that was dedicated to hating me.
Yeah.
So, even to those people that made those videos and had that website up, I'll never stop trying to you know, show them the truth that is out there.
Yeah.
That we're broke.
Yeah. What people don't realize is that to be a true American is to be a dissident. Read the Declaration of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. The people who were the terrorists, if you will, in the United States were not Americans. They were British, fighting their own abuses of their own government. And what our Constitution says, you know, when our government becomes abusive, we become dissidents, we become revolutionaries, and that's who we are as people. That's why the states were sovereign, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We can go on for hours on that. But yet, today, we've conditioned people to say, well, we have no power, we wait for the government to tell us to do something. And that grabs me the wrong way. That just absolutely gripes me and grabs me the wrong way. Now, what is the name
I've woken up to that, Joe.
Thank you. And I'm glad to see you did, because I applaud what you are doing. It's just absolutely terrific. What is the name of your band?
I'm actually not a musician. I played during high school. I'm just the coordinator that's putting the idea of a nationwide grassroots-run concert tour in support of a presidential candidate. And I've been able to connect the idea to the bands, and the idea and the bands to the people that are helping me organize it, the industry insiders who know the venue owners that are getting us amazing deals,
and
spreading the word out there and helping me that way with the fundraising, because we are keeping these shows free for people to go to. You know, it becomes necessary for us to raise money from people who want to see this happen. And I've, you know, lucky enough to know people like John Dennis out in California, who's, you know, a very much an anti-war Ron Paul kind of Republican. And he has a political action committee and is letting me use his political action committee as a bank, so I don't have to use chip in, which has fees of up to, I was told, up to 30%. And so people can go to rocktherevolutiontour.com. There's a donate tab on it, and you can go right there, and that goes directly to a separate bank account in John Dennis's PAC to support the tour. And then also Revolution PAC, Dr. Thomas's Woods PAC, has identified me as their number one grassroots project for this campaign season so far. And so if you go to Revolution PAC, you'll see all the information about the tour, links back to my website. And it's exciting, just the energy I get every day from talking to musicians that want to be involved. I think we can take this to, heights that nobody is seeing this coming, and I really think we can just shock the establishment, shock the system with some of these artists that are going to be coming out in vocal support for Ron Paul. And so, yeah, I played in high school, in the high school band on the trombone, I do have a lot of friends and family who are musicians. None of them are going to be on the tour. It's all people I've met through being a part of the Liberty Movement.
Okay.
And through my team of regional coordinators, who are amazing people. From Stephen Gordon, who used to work with Aaron Russo, on the team.
Yeah.
And so I've been able to network with all kinds of amazing people that know, Hollywood, know Nashville, it's all come together beautifully. So yeah, I'm just the former Army NCO that knows how to organize.
Okay.
And bring pieces together to make this a success.
Okay, let's break just for a second for station identification. We had a little accident here in the studio, which I shouldn't really be talking about. Someone handed me a glass of water. I went to go reach for it. It went all over the electronic equipment. We had sparks here a second ago all over the place, and I'm surprised I did not lose you, and I did not become electrified. But I think we're on the air, and I think we have a few people holding on the line. Things got kind of screwy here for a second, but I think we recovered without anyone realizing it. I shouldn't even open my mouth, but let's see if we can get station identification without electrocuting someone.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective. Not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure libertarian talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Joe Cristiano, host for Liberty Talk Radio. We have with us this evening Zach Carter, who's putting together the Rock the Revolution tour, a band tour for the for Ron Paul. He's a prior military. He's giving us his experience. We do implore you to call. Boy, we have a whole bunch of callers now. We're just lining them up. People call, listening in at least, and we'll be getting some on the air. Now, folks, those of you who are calling in, and we have several now on our board. When you want to ask a question, all you need to do is dial the 1. I hope that is working, because if we shorted out a circuit or something like that, I would not know that. But just dial 1 and see how hopefully that'll work. Also, if we implore you to call 888-773-4496. That's 888-773-4496. We still have our Blog Talk Radio call-in number of 646-652-4620. And your comments are always welcome to comments@libertytalkradio.com. And let's see, who do we have next on the line? Let's see. Okay, let's take this caller here. Caller, area code 918-298. You're on the air. Your first name, where you're calling from, please.
This is Jim from Bixby.
Hey, Jim from
Oklahoma.
Bixby. Fine. How are you, Jim?
Good. How are you this evening, Joe?
Very good. Thank you.
Well, listen, I've been listening for about 20 minutes. I had to jump on a little bit late, but I want to say how... just how refreshing and encouraging it is to listen to you, Zach. I'm a friend of Joe's, like-minded. I've got my Ron Paul bumper sticker on, and it's an uphill battle. It's a challenge to educate people and bring an awareness and awakening, and try to get this country turned around. And in my own ways, I've tried, and it's a big challenge. And I again have so much respect for what you're doing. I've put events together before, And from what you're describing, what a monumental task, because as you well know, the music industry, as much as we all love it, is somewhat dysfunctional and fragmented, and it doesn't always have the best business savvy people that are in it. And God love them, right?
Exactly.
And I dabbled in it, helping my brother who was managing a musician, and lined up some gigs here in the Tulsa area, and just got a little taste of it, and what it's about. And it can be fun and rewarding, but gosh, like it's also, as you know, it's a bit crazy. And I know Joe is a musician and has a son in a band, and he can relate to the challenges of trying to make music a business in any way.
Yeah. So not only did it take somebody with a little bit of, organizational background and somebody who has these connections, it also took somebody like me who can work for free for half a year. I've been doing this. It's only been a month since it, a month and a few days since it was just an idea that I put to out there on the Daily Paula, where I first put this idea out there. And it wasn't an original idea of mine. Mark Sebelius back in 2007 was doing something similar for Ron Paul. I don't know if it was just his band, but he was out there playing music for Ron Paul. I didn't hear about it till after it was done. And I don't remember if anybody like KRS-One on the tour, so we're taking it to another level, but we have to do something to get this message to the masses. And
the youth through the medium of music, I think it's awesome.
Yes.
By the way, that's fine that you don't want to take, you're humble enough to not take responsibility for the idea, but ideas are a dime a dozen. Ideas are cheap and easy to come up with. It's the implementation, execution, having that can-do attitude.
So it's been 18 hours a day, 7 days a week since I had this idea. I knew if I wanted to make this idea a reality and make it a success, that it would take insane amounts of working the phones and doing interviews and sending mass emailings out
I'd say whatever you're not the best at, find someone who is, and try to build a team so they delegate.
I have an amazing team now, and that is getting easier as we go. And then another thing with the idea is there was a Ron Paul quote that served as part of my inspiration, and it's I always knew that if you were going to have a revolution, you needed two things: young people and music. That came from Ron Paul's mouth, and here we come, Dr. Paul. We're bringing it.
Hey, Zach. Out of curiosity, does Ron Paul and his campaign know about your efforts yet? Have you been in contact with them?
Jordan Page. I'm in regular contact with him. He's a musician. He's not part of the campaign or anything, but he opens for Ron Paul at a lot of these events.
Great.
And he told Ron Paul himself, I cried.
Awesome. Maybe he'll surprise you and show up at one of the events or something. So
I have been told that if we're getting thousands of people out there that are there to support Ron Paul and his message, and we're out there, giving it to crowds that haven't been seen before in the Ron Paul Nation, they'll definitely make an attempt to get to some of these.
It would only make sense. Hey, listen, Zach, it's great talking. I know there's other – I don't want to hog any more of your time because I know there's other callers. But I'm glad you gave the website. Joe will give you an opportunity to repeat it again. But I assume where and when this tour, the dates and the venues and all, which I don't know if you even have booked a single – where you're at in that process. But I assume that website will have all that information.
Yeah, it's all right there, rocktherevolutiontour.com. The only venue that we have completely nailed down is the kickoff, and I hope that changes. Revolution Pack has told me, because they're behind the tour 100%, that we'll get the money to those identified venues. We have all the venues identified. I put my own, my last of my own money into securing the first one, and paying for a radio ad that's running on Seattle's biggest rock station. But right now I'm waiting for Revolution Pack to come through. They're wonderful people, and I'm sure they'll do that and make this happen. Also looking, at other places, trying to get word of this tour to as many people with deep pockets as we can, and get some sponsorships on board.
I assume there's a way to contact you through the website, isn't there? Or if someone has a...
Yes, if you go to the About tab,
okay.
It takes you to an article in the Daily Paul, and my phone number is there. So
okay, good enough. I'm
going
to let you go so you can take the other callers before the hour's up, and I wish you the best of luck, Zach. Take care.
No, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
What is your expectation of the tour? What do you expect to do? What do you expect to accomplish? I mean, bands are prolific. They're all over the place, and they're playing. As we speak, there are probably, 10 bands right here in Tulsa playing as we speak. How is this going to...
I am doing a full press media push with the local radio stations, and the music, the shows are all going to be kept free to go to. So, and when we have names like KRS-One and Europe is one of the bands that has signed on, and Killjoy has had some commercial success, and I've had Red Flag that had two board hits back in the 80s and opened for Devo back in the day. I'm excited about meeting them, but some of these names, and it's easy to sell something that's free to people. So free music, as long as and I am getting out there on local media also. I'm doing interviews from everything from newspapers to trying to get in some magazines and full press assault here on local media. Because like we were talking earlier, he is ignored there. Radio stations are also putting the tour up in here in Seattle on their event calendars. So we're getting the word out that way, and we hope to have all of the local TV crews and everything there at the show, because this is something different.
All right, now let me.
And
say,
we have great speakers.
Yeah, Zach, let me hold up for a second.
Yeah.
Will this be held nationwide or just in the Seattle area? Or how do you?
The kickoff is in Seattle,
right.
And then we're going to Portland. We've identified the venue. We just need to pay for the venue, but that's going to happen. When you've got KRS-One saying he'll do everything to make it happen, he's putting the word out there through his channels, and my great team of regional coordinators is all putting the word out there. It's going to happen. And
will you be in Oklahoma?
We'll get these venues paid for.
Will you be in Oklahoma?
What's that?
Will you be in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now.
Yeah,
Hold on a second. What's your expectation? Right, you have a band. All right. This is the Rock the Revolution tour promoting. I guess you're going to have the subheading to be promoting Ron Paul for president, right, I assume? And people are going to know
that.
Yeah,
this is all about Ron Paul and gaining attention for Ron Paul.
All right. Now you get people will come. Do you have an expectation about how many people would be showing up for one of these things? Just whatever your
wild
guess. What do you think guesses?
We've got a capacity of 3,000 here in Seattle, and I know from when Ron Paul was in New York City and they had 1,200 or so, that was a big deal, and with the amount of media attention we're going to be able to get just here in Seattle with the full press assault, we think 3,000 is could be a low number. As far as the entire tour goes, some of my regional coordinators down in California and New Mexico and Arizona and Texas are saying, you know, we could have 10 to 15,000 people show up.
Oh, okay.
And,
now, let's assume, excuse me, you have to give me an opportunity to ask some questions, okay?
Sorry, Joe.
You know, I can't ask a question, so I'm having a problem. Now, all right, so you have this thing, and thousands of people show up. What is your message going to be? Just vote for Ron Paul, have a good time, and have another beer? I mean, what are you going to do?
All of the above. We do want people to have a good time, but we also want to, you know, share the message of liberty with people. And so we have lined up great speakers. Robin Kerner from the Huffington Post is going to be at the kickoff show. Clint Dyer, he was a former NFL player. He ran for the U.S. Senate out here in Washington State in 2010. He's given me the verbal, yes, I'll be there. And I'll be there on stage giving my, you know, as a veteran, why I support Ron Paul for his foreign policy.
Okay.
And then a lot of these musical acts have really political songs.
Okay.
So
the thing is, you want to encourage these people not only to believe in Ron Paul, believe in the message of liberty, have a good time and support all this, but you want them to go out and vote for Ron Paul.
Yes. Okay. And it's also key to show the country that this is where the fun is. The fun is in the Ron Paul camp. And it'll attract those people that aren't really thinking about politics much, but, you know, want to be where the party's at.
Okay,
so,
all right. The objective is not only to educate them, but to make certain that they go out and they vote for Ron Paul, and to get their friends to vote for Ron Paul, I guess. I'm just guessing, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
so
very good.
We'll also have, people there to sign people up to vote. We've put the word out there to Rock the Vote, and we've put the word out there to rp2012.org to do, what the Tea Parties have been doing as far as, collecting emails and phone numbers to remind people to go vote when it's time to go vote. And that's a key to success in this whole endeavor. That's what it's all about is making sure Ron Paul wins.
Yeah. Now, I applaud what you're doing, but people have to recognize the mammoth effort this takes to put something like this together. I've done things similar to this. Incredible amount of work. It is never done, and it is never done exactly the way you want it to work out. If you could pull it off and it doesn't blow up in your face, you're ecstatic, And I know they're very, very, very difficult to do. Now, who is financing all of this?
Right now, we've got Revolution PAC behind us. Up to then, we've had individual donors who have been helping out with some of the radio ad buy that I bought here for Seattle, and but the money for the venue came out of my pocket.
Okay.
And if I was a millionaire, I'd pay for this whole thing. But
right
now, I'm depending on the kindness of the Ron Paul Nation and libertarians around the country. Who believe in this message and that think that we can really shake things up here, and it's culture that changes things. It's art and music, so this it's bigger than Ron Paul. It's all about Ron Paul and getting him elected, but it's also bigger than him at the same time.
But we have to encourage our listeners this evening to send you a donation to get this thing going. But folks, this is important. This is, this is not one of those just things, boy, they're going to get together, have some beer, and have a good time. No, this is important. We have everyone is against liberty. Anybody who is against the wars, the illegal occupations overseas, the drone attacks, they are shunted by the mainstream media, and it's only stations like Liberty Talk Radio and gentlemen like Zach Carter that are going to carry this banner forward. And it's going to require everyone's participation. No one's going to do this alone. No one. So we need people to cough up and help out in any way that you can. And we're going to give you that information in a minute. Zach, I have to admit, I play the drums a little bit. I'm the world's worst drummer. But I like to play. My son's a professional musician. He has a band that plays original music, you know, and stuff like that. Now, I would like for you to
You're
make
definitely
certain
invited.
That you I'd love to come up. In fact, I always regret it. I didn't come up when they, 10, 20 years ago, when they rioted in the streets on the World Trade Organization. I wanted to be in the streets there with them. I want you to keep this station abreast of your progress, where you're playing, what's happening, and I will give our listeners an update as you give them to me. Fair enough?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to do that. I don't know what I can do here, but I can at least do that. Just tell me, you know, we're playing here, or tell me how many people showed up, or what's. Just give me an update, and I'll give a brief summary at the beginning of each one of our broadcasts, which will be at least once a week.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
And we also plan on doing live streaming when the shows are going on live.
Okay, great.
So you can be able to go to the website and watch the show as it's going on from around the country. And we hope to build interest that way and really get the word out there to people who aren't paying attention. So,
you're a better man
so
than me.
I
don't know.
On,
this is an amazing project. I don't know how you're doing it. I mean, this is amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, it's an absolutely amazing
project. I'm also the marketing director for RP2012.org, so I'll make sure they're there, you know, getting people's information so we can remind them to go vote when it's time to do that.
Yeah, you might want to mention that there's Liberty Talk Radio also, you know. If you want to slip that in, it's okay with me, okay?
I will definitely help spread the word on your great show here, Joe. Thank you so much.
Now, Zach, we only have a couple of minutes left. Let me give you about a minute and a half to just wrap up and say what you want to tell our audience, because this will be playing 24 hours a day, you know, and then it'll be archived. So you're going to have this. You're going to be on permanent archive for months. So why don't you just tell our audience what they need to know to assist, get involved, where to go? It's all yours. Go for it.
Yeah. Okay. RocksTheRevolutionTour.com. You can go there. You can, as we get the venues, we have the first one up. It's got the, you can click on it to the exact location the show's going to be at. It's got, it needs to be updated on the artist, though, because we just did get KRS-One, who's a eye-opening name, so we need him stuck up there on the website. I'm going to put out in the press release that I'm sending out that my friend Robin Kerner from the Huffington Post wrote for me, that's just dynamite. There's also a link to, you can click on the band and it takes you to their YouTubes. The About tab will take you to the original idea I had that was a post on the Daily Paul, and the Donate tab, of course, and then the Location tab. And those dates are subject to change a little bit, although I want to keep them as close to as they are on the website. My regional coordinators have done just an amazing job. I couldn't do this without them, and all of their, you know, some of them have 20 years experience in the entertainment world, and I'm really confident that we can really shake things up with some of these artists that are going to be coming out in support of Ron Paul and just shocking people. You know, it shocked people when Barry Manilow came out, and we're just going to keep with that. Keep shocking people.
All right, so they go to RockTheRevolutionTour.com, and if they want to make a donation, they'll make it there from there, right? Am I correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's John Dennis's Freedom and Prosperity Pack.
Okay.
He's out there in San Francisco.
Zach, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm going to lose you in about 15 seconds, okay? I don't want to hang up on you.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
And you are invited to be there on the stage.
Okay. Thank you so much, Zach, and good luck to you. And keep in touch, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
All right. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
Wow, that is really interesting. This is the end of tonight's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Ron Paul has a sign that says, "Don't steal, the government hates competition." With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay with me. Stay tuned.
Rock. Full hour. Interview on the radio.